make sure you know where every dollar is going, why it is going there, and set up like a structure.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Victor Godinho from Kismet Wealth Group Corp. Tell us about Kismet and what it means and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so Kismet, it's an Arabic Hindi word. It stands for fate, fortune, and destiny. And so we're a wealth management firm. We operate as a fiduciary professional service advisor to business owners and their families. So we actually are an all-encompassing service that handles all of their corporate, you know, bookkeeping and accounting and tax filing, and then integrates that with their personal wealth management, which can be their estate planning, their investments, their retirement. So we operate differently to your traditional financial advisor, where we're almost kind of portrayed and we position ourselves as the CFO of your kind of family enterprise. And we charge a retainer fee to be on quote unquote staff and kind of build that board around your family business or your family enterprise and be an advisor opposed to just like a in traditional investment sales or insurance sales. So our structure is pretty unique in that sense that we charge a fee versus kind of commissions. And, you know, we really are a high touch firm. So, you know, we do a lot of meetings quarterly, some clients even monthly, kind of reviewing their business finances and how that kind of ties into their personal. So we kind of run what's called a family office model. And what that is essentially when you build and accumulated significant wealth, you generally hire a team exclusively for your family to manage. Mm-hmm. We realize there's an opportunity in the, you know, entrepreneur south of 40 demographic, which is kind of where we focus, that is not yet, you know, $50 million in net worth. However, you know, they're on pace and with the right guidance, the right structuring and the right advice can get them there into their, you know, early 50s and so forth. So we really focus on working with clients south of 40 that are business owners and essentially help build the right systems and processes for them to now effectively create, but also manage the wealth and grow it for generations.
Cool. I like how you're focusing business entrepreneur, but also personal, because they go hand in hand when you're a business owner on yourself.
Right. And you see like a lot, and I'm sure like yourself as being a business owner, you focus so much on the business finance metrics, but you don't really account for personal income and personal retirement, or a lot of like almost previously the normal stat was all of Canadians, like their retirement nest egg is in their home kind of thing. For we find a lot of business owners, they believe their whole retirement nest egg is the value of that business. But what's really unique and like, you know, living in the time we're living in right now, like COVID, you know, let's say you were planning to exit your business and you were going to get a 3x multiple on the sale of your business and retire with that money. Something could happen out of nowhere and there might not be a market for your business. And, you know, if you've put all of your eggs into that basket and not kind of diversify with building a personal portfolio, you can kind of shoot yourself in the foot. So we want to make sure we create this balance for entrepreneurs to say, you need to obviously focus on your business and grow it, but at the same time, you need to build something outside or attach a separate independent of your business so that if anything happens, you have an opportunity to, you know, generate wealth and maintain the wealth. So it's a kind of like coaching people through creating a balance.
What's your process in like coaching and putting processes in place for business owners?
Yeah, so we have a six-phase process, which is kind of like a traditional model on the financial planning side where it's like a discovery. From there, we take the data and analyze it, create a plan, implement the plan, and then oversee it. But we take it a little bit deeper. So we actually do 100 questionnaire onboarding with every client. And generally speaking, it attacks different parts of your life, not just the money and what we call the quantitative side. We look at the qualitative as well. So what makes you happy? What are your philanthropic goals? What's important to you about, like, let's say your family dynamic or a cause that's relevant to you, or just understanding beyond the money, behind the math of things, because, you know, when early in my career, I was really taught that like the most technically sound, like any plan, whether it's tax plan, whether it's any business plan, it doesn't work if the people who the plan is based on aren't in the right headspace and mental space. So we really try to build on balance, once again, creating this concept of balance of, are you happy in what you're doing? And is, if so, then are you fulfilled and kind of really getting that behavioral side of the finance addressed? So our process is big on the onboarding. It takes sometimes up to 90 days to just really get to know the client. And then from there, we work on building the wealth management plan. So that's all like the investment allocations, the tax strategies, all of that kind of stuff. And then we start the implementation, and then we meet with our clients every quarter, almost like we set up like a board meeting. And at that board meeting, we'll have like their accountant, which is, we have in-house accounting, so our in-house accountant, if it's not our accountant and we're using theirs, we bring their accountant to the table, their corporate lawyer if it's needed, or a state lawyer, and we have debriefing meetings. So essentially we're well aware that most of our clients are highly, you know, busy people and have a lot of things going on in their life, that, you know, managing their wealth and the time allocation to it is really not feasible. So what we like to do is we do all the legwork and the background work, and every quarter book these board meetings to just debrief them on situations that are relevant, update us on situations that might have changed in their situation or their life, and then if there are any tweaks that need to be done, adjust those tweaks. So it's a more proactive approach opposed to kind of like we implement this investment and then we just watch it. Like it's very updated, you know, quarterly, like I said, and if something happens earlier than the quarter, we're on like retainers, so we're fully accessible to our clients. And you know, a month something kind of happened, might have a child, COVID could hit, like something like this. And it really actually, like, COVID was a big kind of positive in our business, because it kind of showed a lot of our clients, it showed us as well, that like being proactive and accessible for our clients allowed us to help them with all the like wage subsidy programs and CERB, is it beneficial or not, or the loans and all the kind of thing, navigating all of that stuff that was changing so quickly when it was coming out was really, you know, valuable, we found, to them, and that they can have somebody kind of attached to them but isn't working in-house full-time for them to answer those questions. So it was really interesting.
Super valuable resource to have, that bouncing ideas too. Sometimes as entrepreneur, we're kind of alone in our own thing, and then to have the advice and then just knowing that somebody's there watching your best interest, I think it's cool.
Yeah, and I think that that's a key point, is like, because of, we're kind of operate, like I said, as a fiduciary advisor, and we're paid as a service fee and not as a commission, what happens is like we are always 100% sitting on the same side of the table in every meeting as our client, in like the psychological ways. We're 100% always putting their best interest in mind, because there's no conflict of interest on compensation or this or that. It's just they pay us to be their representative. And that's kind of like one of the best kind of ways you can be, where there, you don't have a moral conflict when you're making a decision. It's always what's in the best interest of the client.
Yeah, very cool. And you touched on the wealth mindset and a little bit more like the why, like, because you said people might not be so excited about money, but they'll be excited about lifestyle and the why.
Right.
So how do you evaluate that with someone? Just your 3-month process, I guess?
Yeah, so it's that upfront part. So that 90 days kind of a questions and document collections and all of that. But I think it's also more ongoing. So a lot of our clients, after the first year of working together, we kind of learn the process and the system and type of personalities. And each person is different. Some clients want to be really hands-on. Some clients want us to just run with everything and don't really need the check-ins. So it's really at that first year, we're like getting to know everyone, getting to know how we work and what they want. And like you said, like from there comes the why.
Yeah.
Through ongoing conversation. And then as those kind of whys start to get bigger or maybe change even over time, and that's another reason why we like believe in having such high touch points, is the why could be different from now to year 5 of working together. Because like life could change, you could get married, you could have kids, you can get divorced. There's so many things that could happen in your life that your why can change. And that's why we believe like it's important to like have that put together, but not always set it in stone. It's almost an organic living organism that will develop with our client relationship over time.
True, true. Not set it and forget it, but be proactive and
changing.
Cool. Correct. What advice would you give to entrepreneur to grow their business?
I would say, like, you know, the basic advice is are always like know where everything goes. I find like a lot of entrepreneurs, like we're just so caught up in having 1,000 different tasks, which is it's just a part of the business. Is you're wearing every single hat. Yeah. However, you know, one of the most important hats I would say every entrepreneur should focus on wearing, let's say the longest, is the accountant hat, in the sense, making sure you're talking to your bookkeeper or accountant frequently, make sure you know where every dollar is going, why it is going there, and set up like a structure, set up an allocation. So like we talk about in business plans, you know, 20% is going here and 30% is going here and 5% is here. The same has to be in your personal life. So say like, okay, my cost of living, rent or mortgage and all of these things are this percent, and this is this and this and this. And on my personal cash flow side, I know I can allocate 20% of savings, and that's like a starting point and so forth. So I think the first advice is know where every dollar is going and know where everything's kind of moving. A lot of times it gets caught in all of the chaos, but it's very important to focus on kind of being in control of how your money moves and where it goes, and being intentional with your money, I think, is really important to get the results you want.
Cool, thank you. What advice would you give to someone starting up trying to build on wealth?
So I would, when starting up, from it was be primarily is setting goals. A lot of time that gets lost in the idea of making money, but you know, you can be running with like the saying, a chicken with your head cut off, if you don't really know where you're going. So I think, cause you might be there and you don't even know you're there yet, or you might be 10% away, or you could be 100% away of your goal. But until you know what your goal is, you don't really know what you're working towards. And then you don't really have purpose. So I always believe in, like, when we work with our clients, let's set a goal. Let's, even though it's hard to like pinpoint a number, let's try to set a number and then hit it. And then once we hit that number, let's set another number and then we hit it. And then you start almost like the concept of leveling up, right? Opposed to, I want to go from here to here, but I have no idea how to do it, or I'm not even anywhere close. You got to make the steps, right? Like it's almost like a ladder. So, you know, our first goal, like in the business, I want to hit $1 million in revenue. So like that's your first goal. And then you have the next goal. So it's almost like that on the personal side as well. It's okay, like we want to buy a house, so we need to save X amount of down payment. That's our first goal. And then, you know, we achieve that. Then, you know, house is achieved and you're looking for, like, I want to retire with this lifestyle. We can do the math to say what that number is. Now that's our new goal. And then you just keep adding goals to your list. And, you know, you can have more than one goal at one time, which is always a good thing too. So it doesn't have to be super linear. You could have things operating in parallel. And I think that's once again, like the importance of having like a team or an advisor is when things are happening in parallel, they can be managed for you, opposed to you having to manage everything. And then it just adds the layer of complexity, right? So having a professional management system in place, I think really adds value to, like, I try to knock off multiple goals in the same time span.
Nice. Yeah, cool. You're an entrepreneur yourself, so where do you get personal development? What kind of education are you seeking most of the time? Podcasts, books, what are you looking for?
Yeah, so I'm a big podcaster. I listen to a lot of like industry specific podcasts. There are a couple guys out of the States primarily who really kind of focus on this kind of model of wealth advisory and fiduciary advisory. So I listen to a lot of their podcasts, and then just general business books. I've always kind of been involved and loved the like seminars and attend those kind of meeting groups and stuff like that. So connecting with other entrepreneurs and just learning their stories as well has been a big part of kind of things I've picked up along the way. So yeah, definitely across all spectrums.
Cool. And then what's coming up? What's in the future that's exciting for you in the next couple months or a year?
So we're, you know, like I said, like COVID has definitely flipped a lot of things on its head regarding planning for every entrepreneur out there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're now like, I guess, looking at the second wave in the face in Toronto, at least. So in Canada. So it's interesting when it comes to like planning. I've kind of shifted my vision from, you know, a 5-year plan to pretty much a quarter at a time.
True.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's, it is, it's part of, being able to adapt. So like we're looking at really investing into new types of technology that will help with respect to document transfers. Cause one of the things is we have a lot of paperwork moving in our industry, whether it be lawyers, accountants, clients, investment management, like all of that has a lot of paperwork to it, insurance. So how to securely and maintain our clients' privacy. So we've invested in building our own platform. So that's coming out soon. So we actually have, yeah, we have an app on the App Store and our clients will have access to the app and desktop, and it allows for document fluidity and transferring without any kind of email. So it's all like portal based. So that's kind of launching soon, which is really cool. And then the other is kind of like just refocusing back on our goal, which was we were looking to have a very aggressive growth year this year. But you know, once again, like business, our business development is very high touch and trust building. So it's almost like revisiting how we do that without being able to go to lunches and coffees and dinners and meet people in person and kind of shake their hand and look them in the face without a mask.
Yes.
So it's going to be really building an online platform for us to like educate and hopefully bring in more prospects from that kind of option.
Nice. Very cool. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Where do we find information about you and Kismet Wealth Group?
Yeah. So you can get on our website at kismetgroup.ca. That's K-I-S-M-E-T group.ca. We're on all social media platforms, Kismet Wealth Group. On Instagram and Twitter, it's Kismet GRP, Kismet Group. And we post a lot of educational pieces, so definitions of specific things. Our blog, every month we choose like a pretty hefty topic and break it down into two pieces, so it's not a lot of reading and very kind of simplifying some of these complex things. Like our last month was, we did taxes and how taxes impact different types of investments and how that happens both in your portfolios. So you know, but it was done in a 2-part, so it's really easy to digest.
Yeah.
And then our actual, like our Instagram and those kind of posts actually define specific terms from the blog post. So if you like the blog post and you want to like clarify specific definitions or terms that might have been vague, those will be kind of cleared up on our social media. So it's kind of like a very educational platform that we're using right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's valuable.
Yeah, so hopefully people will check that out and give us a follow, and you know, hope we can answer any questions that might come up.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing today.